The Pauper's Cottage, also part of the old estate, is austere in design. The Pauper's Cottage consists of a black chamber where the life of the household went on, a camorra where food, various equipment and tools were stored, and a barn or stables where animals such as chickens, ducks and a cow were kept. In the porch, on the other hand, you can see mills for grinding grain into flour. The flooring throughout is made up of simple clay. Unlike other houses, the roof of the Pauper's Cottage is thatched with rye straw. In the main chamber, where domestic life went on, we can see her everyday utensils. Her dowry chest is particularly worth a look. This was a traditional element of the bride's dowry. The bride-to-be gathered her dowry linens inside it in anticipation of married life. Festive shirts, petticoats, skirts, stockings, shawls and jewellery. During its transfer to the groom's house, the lid of the chest was opened up for her new neighbours to have a look at her collection of dowry wares.